name is Jeanette Wilson. How wonderful it was for my mother and I to be going to Africa, going on an aeroplane. In Rome, we were about to have lunch and we walked in, and there was this table with a spread of fruit, everything you could ever wish for. Pineapple. I hadn't seen a real pineapple, so I don't think ever. And I thought, I'm going to love this. And I had the time of my life. From there, we went to Nairobi and I got a job. And as a telephonist, you had to control overseas calls, but you had to listen in. So you're sworn in to the justice of the peace, because you're hearing lots of stuff that is secret. Then I met my first husband, whose father had his own business as safari and hunting. They still shot animals then. My husband was then a district officer. We had Mau Mau. We were there during Mau Mau, during the terrorism, which meant sometimes he had to go and camp up in the forest somewhere because there would be a sighting of terrorists. On this occasion, he said, "No, I'm not leaving you alone, even here in the Burma with the scars. You've got to come." I think I was the only woman in Africa that went on a Mau Mau hunt, to be honest. They actually shot and killed a guy that was tried to kill them on one of their recces. It was the first time I'd ever seen a dead body. It was awful. I'll never forget it. And he had long nails and his hair was all long and he was like an animal. They'd been living rough and wild for so long. So that was quite a shock to my system, I can assure you. And we had our own home in a place called Nanyuki, which was also on the slopes of Mount Kenya, which was what we call up country, about over 100 miles up country from Nairobi. We all had servants. We all had cooks and servants. They had to know how to prepare game. I never could eat it. I never liked it because I'd probably seen one being shot, a lovely gazelle or something. I didn't like it. It was the most amazing, wonderful place to be. These young men in Africa, the European, they're out in the bush all day. They're dressed in their lovely khaki outfits with their clients. And you get a very rich American, they're usually getting on a bit, and a beautiful young wife. Or you've got a starlet coming on safari. It was the in thing. A rich guy will be bringing his mistress along. These younger women, younger wives, make a beeline for the hunter. All the different sounds of Africa. There's nothing more romantic or that would turn you on more. And if you've got a willing white hunter that's willing to accommodate you, well, you would. By this time, I'd had my son, and David was busy with safari. He was not home. He wasn't even there for John's birth. But he's having a ball, keeping all these women happy, as many other of the hunters did. Anyway, I got fed up with it to the extent where I just said, that's it, I've had enough. I'm not going to play second fiddle to anything or anybody. So I packed up and went to Nairobi, got a job, rented a house. Later on, I met my second husband, who's an airline pilot. When he retired, we sold up a property that we had in Nairobi and came back to England. And we bought a place in the north of England. And that's where my husband died. And now I'm here. Always be yourself. Good manners maketh man. And always try and help others and try and smile. Smile even at a stranger when you're walking by. Because sometimes that person hasn't had anybody speak to them or smile at them for a very long time, and you'll find that it's magical. It's a good thing to do. But don't look down your nose at people and think that you're far, far better, because we're all human beings. That's my advice.